Do you love a book?
I love a book, but I particularly love Book and Bottle. And with me today is our co-host. Actually, he's the host on the sidekick, Dominic Howarth. Welcome, Dominic.
Nice to see you. How are you doing today?
I'm doing good because you're in studio and it's our 1 year anniversary, folks.
I know. 1 year since Localtopia when he came by and you're like, hey, can I talk to you in 5 minutes? I'll be right over there. I'm like, sure. I started sweating because I've never been on the radio before. And then I walked over and you made it so simple and so easy because talking to you is just always like a nice, fun little party.
Well, you know, I feel the love in the room, so I feel like we should start off with Romance February.
Wow, yes, yes. Whether it's like Valentine's Day, Palentine's Day, or Galentine's Day, you know, Book and Bottle has any book for you. But our romance section is exploding right now. We just went from 4 shelving units to 7, so we're really expanding that, and we have a lot of really fun new authors for you. One of my favorites is Jasmine Guillory. One of her latest books is called Drunk on Love, and it's about this woman who runs a winery who has, you know, a very fun time with a particular person and is like, oh, what a great little throwaway experience, until she realizes that that particular person is her newest hiree. And, of course, the sparks continue to fly. And, you know, we're a bookstore and wine bar, so anything that is set in a winery, we adore. Yeah. And then there's also Ashley Poston, who is one of our favorite romance authors because she's always able to blend like really fun magical realism ideas into her romance. One's called A Novel Love Story, and it's about this woman who escapes into these novels and loves finding just like all these different characters until one day on the side of the road when she breaks down, she goes into town, and she finds that the town is the town from her favorite novel series. Except there is a curmudgeon-y bookseller there who isn't in the book series, and he doesn't like her very much. And so you get all these wonderful tropes of, you know, grumpy sunshine, her trying to put her life together when she puts this town back together. That one's called A Novel Love Story. We just adore that one.
So my new favorite is Immortal by Su Lin Tan. In this romantasy, a mortal ruler forges an alliance with the ruthless god of war to protect her people. As sparks ignite between them, she must make a difficult choice. I know you like fantasy as much as I do, so romance and fantasy, yum, yum, yum.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. Big time. Our fantasy section, along with the romance section, has just been constantly growing. Our buyer, Daniel, does a great job of filling the store with that. So, yeah, definitely good stuff all around.
Well, February is also Black History Month, so fill us in on some of the great reads at Book and Bottle that people can, you know, really delve deep.
Absolutely. To know Black history is to know American history, and there's actually been a plethora of really cool biographies that have recently come out. King by Jonathan Egg is an amazing masterpiece. It really makes and puts into context Martin Luther King Jr.'s legacy, not only as a persona, but as a man. It is a hefty book, but reads like classic fiction because the man just led just such a wild life. Big fan of that. Someone who's not spoken enough about is Medgar Evers. There is a new biography called Medgar and Merle by Joyanne Reed. He was assassinated in 65-66, and it's about his life up to that point and how his death really, really sparked the civil rights movement. There's also a really cool book by Paul Alexander, who is a music critic, and he contextualizes the last year of Billie Holiday's life. It's called Bitter Crop, and Billie Holiday was not just an incredible jazz singer, but like at the forefront of many movements, especially with her song Strange Fruit, that just absolutely gutted the nation with her depiction of violence in the South at the time. But one of my favorite parts about Black History Month is talking about like Black future. That's another thing that a lot of people start bringing up. And we have some really cool sci-fi books like Sky Full of Elephants by Chibo Campbell, which we're discussing tonight at a book club, and also Archangels of Funk by Andrea Hairston that just imagines a like science fiction in outer space with Black Americans in it, which you just don't see very much in sci-fi. So we make sure to always have those titles on hand for everybody.
you know, it is also Oscar time, movie time. Yeah. And, you know, I cannot believe I was just looking at Vanity Fair and signs that the movies are just most amazing. Frankenstein is coming out on Netflix. Mm-hmm. There's Mother Mary that's coming out and Megan 2.0 AI thing. Love Hurts. Mickey 17. These are all the Oscar winners of next year. Mm-hmm. Jurassic World Rebirth. Thank you very much.
Yes.
But let's talk a little bit about celebrity film books.
Yeah, absolutely. So celebrity film books, I'm still really loving Sonny Boy by Al Pacino, which came out late last year, which is really, really, really wonderful. And honestly, one of my favorite things to do as the Oscars come out is like see what movies came from books, right? So Conclave, amazing movie starring Ralph Fiennes and Stanley Tucci. I watched it with my sister and was completely gobsmacked. Originally a novel by Robert Harris with equally taut prose. So absolutely phenomenal there. Even A Complete Unknown by Bob Dylan was based off of a book, Dylan Goes Electric, all about when Dylan first picked up that electric guitar at Newport Folk Festival and kind of ignited an oral revolution. So we're making sure to stock up on a lot of those books for the coming months, because what's better than a movie get-together? A book get-together.
Well, one of the things that I think is exciting is the local authors who are having new books out. We know that our friend Linda Bond has her new book out this week, debuts February 17th, just in time for Gasparilla, All the Captive Girls, L.L. Kirshner, mm-hmm. Las Vegas Girls. But one of my favorites is Gloria Munoz. She is the poet laureate of our town. So tell us a little bit. You have a fabulous event coming up.
Yes, yes. So Tuesday, February 18th, we have Between the Arches, A Love Letter to Florida. We have three incredible, incredible local writers. Our poet laureate, as you just said, Tyler Gillespie, who is an incredible, incredible poet in his own right, and Maria Ingrande Mora, who writes speculative fiction. We're all going to be carrying their books, and we're going to have readings from each of them about Florida, Florida less as a space and more as an idea, as more of a not only how we live, but why we live here. And like to have this talent under one roof is absolutely insurmountable. Gloria Munoz, she just released This Is the Year, which is a really captivating young adult sci-fi novel set in a like near dystopian Florida. And if you've experienced Florida at all during a torrential rainstorm, you know how close we are to that near dystopia. You're like, wow, how do humans even live here? And she really asked that question in a compassionate and beautiful way, and only the way that she can.
So, you know, there are so many events at Book and Bottle, book clubs. What are you reading for your book club this month?
So this month, Sky Full of Elephants by Chibo Campbell is one that we're reading. Me personally, I'm reading Platonic, How the Science of Attachment Can Help You Make and Keep Friends by Marissa G. Franco. Absolutely revolutionary book. You know, when we talk about like community and we talk about connections, really community is just made up of many different friendships. And until we can prove ourselves to be authentic and vulnerable, kind of take down the shields that we hold for ourselves, when we can do those things.
You know, the thing that I really like about this, so I call it How the Science of Attachment Can Help You Make Out and Keep Friends. There was a thing on the third corner in a recent article which talked about how places to gather have mm-hmm. disappeared.
Yes.
Community centers or coffee houses or cafe society on the street. So really, casual encounters, relationships, emotionally, physically, are just as important as deep friendships.
Yes.
Tell us a little bit about what you learned from the book.
Well, something that I learned from the book that was kind of interesting, because this is my second time around, is sometimes I will try to make a bid for a connection and vulnerability with somebody. I will share something that's deep, but I won't emotionally share it, if that means anything. Like I will say something, let's say, about my grandfather who I was very close to. And I'll think, if I say it, that's enough. That's enough of a bid for connection. But I'm noticing I've put up a wall around it. I don't actually get teary-eyed. I don't stutter. I'm like very resolute and stoic when I say it because I'm still holding on to something. There's still something I'm trying to protect for myself. So I'm trying to do, I'm like saying the right words, like, oh, I'm sharing this piece about my history with my grandfather, but I'm not actually, there's no tremble in my voice. So I'm not actually showing up in this emotional state. So saying that, the person listening is like, oh, that's actually not a big deal. They're not sharing anything vulnerable to me. It's just whatever for them. It's just a Tuesday. And we'll just gloss over as opposed to holding space for that emotional moment. And so me personally, I'm trying to do that more and actually emote instead of just saying the emotional thing.
There is so much anger in the world, and authenticity, taking initiative, dealing with anger, setting your boundaries and conversations, all covered in this book. Mm-hmm. So let's wind up some of the events of Book and Bottle. What else is going on?
Okay. Really fun stuff. We have a Valentine's Day flower arranging workshop with the Roaming Petal on the 9th of Sunday. You know what? I love me a bouquet, whether you have a gal or a pal to bring it to. Bring it to yourself, you know? Talking about those third spaces, we have a private reading pajama party on a Monday. We're usually off on Mondays, but we're opening the store for you guys just to like hang out, get super, super, super cozy, read your favorite book. We're going to have like some fun activities, some icebreakers. We also have a lovely self-love journaling and meditation workshop with Christina Rich. She's a really big friend of the store. That'll be on a Sunday morning just to help you reflect. I know like it's hard to meet those goals in January when everything is like cold and wet and damp. So let's like keep on going with that like self-reflection into the new year. We already mentioned the Between the Arches, which I'm so excited about. And last but not least, Glazed and Confused, a dessert wine tasting paired with donuts. I know. I wish you guys could see Annette's face. This is amazing. Save the best for last. Our amazing, amazing Psalm Heidi, who has one of the greatest minds for wine, is putting this on and pairing wines with donuts. And I am so, so excited. I love my job. And that will be February 24th. Yeah.
Wow. So Book and Bottle, how many years has Book and Bottle been open?
This year will be the 5th year.
That's right. You'll be celebrating your anniversary. I bet you have some big plans coming up.
Oh yeah. We're keeping on the DL right now, but we are very excited. One of the things is we're having a writing competition so that people can send in short stories, 1,000 words long, set at Book and Bottle to commemorate the third space that we've cultivated here.
I love that. And I brought up third space because it really is something as we go forward and we mend our country and we unify our country, try to create a third space. Book and Bottle is truly one of our favorite places. And I want to say that we'll be seeing all of you, Radio St. Pete, as well as Book Plus Bottle, at Localtopia.
Absolutely.
February 22nd. Dominic, you're not going to be there.
Not there physically, but there in spirit.
You're going to be very excited. Have you ever been to one of these book festivals before?
Yes. Winter Institute, the American Booksellers Association, has this big conference every February. It just so happens to land in Localtopia this year. It is a beautiful space to get over 1,000 booksellers in one city and just to talk about ideas and stories. And, you know, you always say it best, you know, what's your story? And that's everything that booksellers are asking, is like understanding and who we are as we come together through these novels and through this nonfiction sometimes. And it's just great to be around like-minded people like that.
So if you've just tuned in, I have been talking to Dominic Howarth, Book and Bottle. He is our monthly go-to book guy. I want you to go and look at his blogs. I mean, we haven't talked about this. First of all, what's the website?
BookandBottleSt.Pete.com.
And his blogs are amazing. The images he takes is amazing. And sometimes he does a Marlene Dietrich thing where he has the book in front of him. Sometimes he's Tevye in Fiddler on the Roof. Dominic, you're still dancing. I saw that you got something coming up in Tampa. Tell us about your other stuff.
Oh, yes, man of many talents. I have been doing this really fun free swing dance lesson and dance at Green Bench Brewery, actually just down the road in St. Pete. That's the first Thursday of every month at 7 o'clock. So if you've ever wanted to shake your tail feather with me, I mean, now's the time to do it.
I'd almost like to say that if, when we have our party on March 5th, I might have to have a swing dance party right behind that. What do you think, Dominic? You
I love
come?
It. Sign me up.
All
Sign
right.
me up.
All right. So, Dominic, we thank you so much for coming in. Book Plus Bottle. Parting words to our literary friends who are listening.
Keep on reading. Keep on thinking. And pass the book on to someone you love.
For Radio St. Pete, I'm your host, Nanette Weiser.